All rise. I said it. Listen to me. Welcome to, but do not become too comfortable in, the court of Judge Junior Miller. A man with more than four decades on the bench as a warden and legal guardian of justice and the concept of justice therein. With a tenure that has been characterized by a strident commitment to veracity and imbued with legal sensual aggression. The adjudicator, the arbiter, and the assessor. This court is now in session with the Honorable Judge Junes presiding. You may be seated.
Thank you, bailiff. All right.
Let the record show. I clap.
All right. I'll allow that. This is the case of, let me see, what do we got here? T.C. Fleming versus Bob and Dan. Are all persons connected with this case present and prepared?
Well, actually, Junior, I don't feel entirely...
Judge Junior.
My apologies.
Honorable...
I believe I've earned that right.
I agree. Honorable Judge Junior, I don't feel entirely comfortable. I'm just an unfrozen caveman. I don't know that I can understand your legal proceedings. I'd like to retain representation, if that's okay.
I'll allow it.
Let me go grab my lawyer.
Everybody has the right to representation. Now, while he's out of the room, I'll ask the other party, are you present and prepared?
Hey, how about we work out a deal here while he's gone?
Are you bribing me?
Oh,
I'm a bailiff and I carry a gun.
I knew it.
Wow. Let me present Brian Wilson, the Texas Law Hawk.
Brian Wilson, the Texas Law Hawk!
No shouting in my court, please.
Are you kidding me?
Amazing.
Man.
All right, Mr. Wilson, are you representing Mr. Fleming?
White flag, white flag. I'm just writing a check right now.
And are we doing opening arguments?
I think Junior's taking the lead.
I believe
here.
I'll handle that. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Judge Junior.
Do we have a
Honorable
headset?
Judge
you want
Junior.
To put on those headphones?
Messrs. McDowell and Sturm, are you present and prepared?
Wow.
I will only ask
this
that question
great.
One more time.
Present, sir.
Yes.
And are you retaining legal representation, or are you doing this yourselves?
It appears we should have. We didn't know we were going against the Law Hawk.
Yeah,
but,
well, you wore a suit.
But I did wear a suit, at least, to cancel out his.
Let the record show that all parties in this case are present and prepared. As you know, my qualifications and character are unimpeachable, and I will expect you to go along with whatever decision this court makes. As a high-powered lawyer, I, of course, represented Mr. McDowell, as I mentioned earlier. I was held on retainer for a year by Mr. Fleming, so I believe I will be down the middle. All right, let's get on with this farce. I'd like to hear opening statements from each side. You have 1 minute to make your case or until I get tired of listening to you. Bob and Dan, you go first.
Can we have 1 minute each?
1 minute together.
I mean, since we're both paying $1,000?
1 minute together. You are one party in this case.
All right. Well, I will say I hold you in the highest regard, and I apologize if I'm a little nervous, but...
Thank you.
I've been a big listener and a fan for years, so... Thanks very much.
I appreciate that.
I am perfectly willing to pay the money in this challenge, but I believe the terms perhaps have shifted. What we basically wanted was TC to catch the hog by himself. I'm very concerned he's going to be overly helped by a P1. I got many emails saying they would help. They were sent to me and him. And from what I understand now, he's employing the help of a P1 to use their trap, their truck, even a P1's land. This is like taking your girlfriend to a lake that's stocked with trout, baiting the hook for her and helping her cast the line to go out to some guy's farm where there's hogs running left and right and just basically throw a cage out there and say, okay, TC, you've caught the hog. And anything to add, Bob? I'm sorry.
I'm not familiar with hog law, Honorable Judge Junior, in these parts, but I am aware that Fred the Country Boy P1 can definitely catch hogs. I'm curious if that man can actually do it.
Let the record show he was pointing at Mr. Fleming.
That man. And
1 minute half expired.
And I would also suggest that...
You know, he's in charge of this court.
I have a gun.
That with regard to hog law, I'm not positive what sort of licenses and permits or whatever he would need to make sure that he has to also make this work. But that would be completely on him as part of this particular case. So if he does it individually, and if he secures all sorts to make sure we're not all in jail when this radio stunt ends, we will abide with your ruling, Honorable Judge Jr.
Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Judge, and may it please the court. Let's talk about contract elements. Offer, acceptance, consideration, mutual agreement. The offer, trap a hog, bring it up here. Acceptance, I'll do it, let's go. Consideration, $1,000 times two. And mutual agreement, here's where the issue is. Mutual agreement, I think what they're thinking is this going to be a girl fishing example, or is he going to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Predator out there with the knife between his teeth?
That's what we want.
That's what y'all want.
Mr. Stern.
Sorry.
But, and so what it turned out to be was he's a little bit smarter and found an easier way to trap a hog and potentially bring it up here.
Objection!
A bad bargain is still a bargain.
Sustained.
Your Honor. A bad bargain is still a bargain. So here is what our final statement is. If he brings that pig, you can't renege.
Wow.
You know, that catchy kind of stuff works on me.
If I could get a cord, I also have something I'd like to submit to the court as evidence.
Sure, let's go ahead.
What now?
Dan, if you could hand me the audio cord.
Oh, the audio cord.
I would, bailiff, I would like to refer to this as Exhibit A.
Wow.
Exhibit A.
Because earlier we heard audio from a segment that Dan had cut off, and I just want you to listen to this, which was notably absent. Oh, goodness. Jake, do you have it?
Oh, wow. You're not going to be able to play it because you have the new iPhone, right?
Yep. That's the problem.
Bailiff, do you have it? This sounds a little bit
The bailiff has it. May I approach the bench?
You may.
The unpreparedness of TC, despite the fact that he hoped to blind you with the flashiness of bringing in the Texas Lawhawk, I hope you're taking this into account, Judge.
Sustained.
We shall now hear Exhibit A.
You will have video of me starting with all the various disparate pieces, assembling the trap, baiting the trap, and then handling the hog. No one is going to touch the trap or the hog except for me in this process.
I'll do it, and I'm in for $1,000.
So that was in a segment that we all know that Dan listened to because he played other audio from the segment, and he notably chose to leave it out. So not only do I find it persuasive, I also find some nefarious action by my opponents here.
May I ask you something, Mr. Fleming?
Absolutely.
Why would he leave that piece of audio out when it seems to support his case that they want you to do this all by yourself? And in that piece of audio, it is you saying you will do it all by yourself.
Sustained.
This is still the deal that I offer them. A full video of me setting up the trap, escorting the hog into the trailer, and then bringing the trailer to them. That is my offer on the table. And they've said that if the trap is ever been used by anyone else, if the land the hog is on is someone else's land, then I'm in violation, when that is not what's laid out. I'm still offering a full video of me trapping the hog, and they're saying it's not good.
Approach the bench, please.
Yes, you may.
What if we were to offer our own videographer, not his video guy that could edit it in any way he wanted? We were able to actually acquire the person that would video this.
Let me ask my bailiff a question. If we were to get that kind of videographer, would I have to issue a writ of habeas corpus?
No, Judge, I will handle that, but I would like to vet that potential videographer before I handle that matter internally.
Sustained.
And we can accept those terms.
Okay. Right. Mr. Fleming, I just wanted to say it with that cadence.
Sure, yeah.
But Mr. Fleming, let me ask you something. What kind of trap do you envision? Is the trap a part of a trailer on the back of a truck, or is the trap freestanding, and once the hog is in the trap, how do you then see yourself getting that trap into a truck by yourself?
That's a tricky question, one that I haven't totally worked out, but I see the trap as...
Because someone else is going to be doing it for him.
Mr. McDowell!
This is a sham!
I was silenced on this one.
Mr. McDowell, one more outburst and I will hold you in contempt of court. The question was for Mr. Fleming. Please answer.
As far as what the trap looks like, I think it's a bit of a fence, more or less, a fenced area that then with an opening that when the hog walks in, it trips a tripwire and the opening closes behind him, so he's kind of in this fenced area. So I'm kind of hoping that you just sort of back the trailer up and open the trailer door and then open the thing and the hog will just run in on its own accord. But, you know, certainly crazy things could happen. But that is a process I fully intend to handle myself due to my strong personal integrity.
Your Honor?
He will back up the truck himself.
Mm-hmm.
Your Honor, if it pleases the court, I would just like to enter into this. The idea of there is such a thing as physical assistance. There's also intellectual assistance that concerns us on some level. If he is receiving coaching or if he has some sort of intellectual agreement with the hog or if the hog has been, say, drugged or domesticated or perhaps it's a very human-friendly hog, all would be outside the boundaries of the spirit of the agreement.
Mr. Sturm, how do you think we can police that kind of intellectual assistance? For all we know, he's been emailing, calling, meeting on the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge at all hours of the night with people asking for assistance. Would you like to subpoena his cell phone records, his email records? How do you suggest we police that?
Judge Junior?
That question was for Mr. Sturm.
I would like to defer to my counsel, Mr. McDowell, for this answer.
Being a teammate, I thought I might be able to jump in here.
Sustained.
Just going back to the original audio, the ridiculousness of the claim of Mr. Fleming that he could catch a hog while just talking about professional hog catchers getting a contract from the city of Dallas, that's what precipitated all of this. That's what caused us to throw out a large sum of money to say it's so ridiculous that you, yourself, looking at him, that guy with that nice jacket on, can't catch a hog. Now, if he would have said, hey, I can catch a hog, if a P1 emails me and tells me that they've got some land and a truck and I can get some assistance in how to do it, then I can catch a hog. I don't know that we'd have been so quick to throw out a large sum of money if that was the terms of the bet.
Your Honor, stand by. Mr. McDowell, how long has it been since the original claim came up on your program?
When were you on vacation? It was when Machine was here. So
I believe
two,
it was
weeks?
February 26th.
I think it was
Thursday.
Was it week one of your vacation?
Yes. My Friday.
2017 in the year of our Lord.
Almost Judge. 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
Or thereabouts. So don't you think in 2 weeks' time, he has probably, Mr. Fleming I speak of, consulted somebody, talked to a P1.
Befriended a family of hogs.
Perhaps befriended a family of hogs. I don't know that we're to a point where we can do anything about any assistance that's been given to him, but are you suggesting that that should nullify the deal?
To clarify, no pigs will be drugged, Your Honor, to clarify these ludicrous allegations.
Befriended?
Across the table. Befriended? No. We're not going to
I will remain an enemy of the hogs throughout.
Judge
Let
Jr.
the record reflect he will remain an enemy of the hogs throughout.
No, Judge Jr., dude. I am not looking to nullify this deal at all. I'm just looking to clarify the terms and to revert back to the original terms that we threw out there. He cannot catch a hog. He, with tons of P1 help, I believe could catch a
Define
hog.
Define help.
We are willing to accept the idea of, let's say, inside a barn, learning how the trap works. But once the doors of the barn open and there is a vast land with which hogs would roam freely, that's all him. And really anyone communicating with him or strategizing with him or saying over here where the hogs enjoy a nice spa, that would be outside the good faith agreement of our mutual agreement. I do. That's redundant, but that's what I meant.
I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Can I have a chance
to respond here? What they're laying out now, all these stipulations that they're adding after the fact, that of clarifying what exactly they thought they meant, none of that is present in the audio that we listened to.
Objection!
The bet that I made with them...
Overruled.
...that was very clearly stated, didn't include any of these things. So I can understand why they want these stipulations in. I just don't understand why a reasonable person would allow them to add them in after the fact.
Your Honor,
sustained.
It simply goes down to you catch a hog. There are many ways others can assist you in catching a hog. What we really just want to preserve here is in the end, it's simply TC Chuck Fleming catching the hog on his own. If he does, there will be no renege. There will be a payment, $1,000 of Cumulus Cafe credit or Muser money or whatever he prefers.
And, times two.
Times two. Times
Thanks
two.
For using Company Kitchen.
Wow, what a great idea.
So if no one helps him set up a trap, he sets up the trap. He learns, not that day, but through prior research, goes and sets up the trap, doesn't learn where they're supposed to live, figures it out himself.
But
y'all are okay with him?
We are.
Laying up the trap.
And Mr. Lawhawk, sir.
I support the Lawhawk on this one.
No one asked you.
Sounds like there's disagreement.
Stop badgering the witness.
That's not something that was contained in the initial agreement.
Oh, look, he's arguing with his own lawyer.
Here's what we have to get to is the location of the trap.
No, but here's what I would like to present. This is an argument that's been made to me by a number of P1s. It appears logical to them, and truly, it appears logical to me, too. If someone says, I caught a fish, and they use someone else's pole and even someone else's boat, they are still allowed to say, I caught a fish. No one would come in and say, well, someone else told you this is where fish often go. You didn't catch a fish. That would be a ludicrous thing to say.
Your Honor, while we would...
I would argue that that is past tense. I caught a fish. I also used whatever and whatever and wherever. You are predicting that you can catch a hog. And your statement was, I can catch a hog. And there is an implication in that statement. And I don't see in that statement that it was implied that I means 10 people.
Well, I don't think 10 people will be involved in this. As far as just asking someone where do hogs often go, I think that's a regular step of anyone who catches a hog. This gentleman that'll be hired by the city, I think he'll probably go to the officials in the city and say, where do you most often have the problems with the hogs whenever he's trying to figure out where to set a trap? This is just very normal, logical steps you would take when trying to catch a hog. Anyone who's trying to catch a hog is interested in where hogs are and would take whatever
but
means they need.
But as the law said, he sets the trap himself.
I set the trap myself, full video, proof of it.
Full documentation sustained by independent videographer, something of that nature. And while I would concede to his idea of boat and pole, and the boat in this case, and the pole would be the trap, which you would definitely not buy. The boat would be the truck with which you would transport said hog. It doesn't mean you could then fish in his stocked pond on his farmland necessarily. It would mean you can now go into the wild and pursue one. Now, I'm not worried about the farmland being owned by someone. I'm not saying it has to be at a park. I'm just simply saying it not be, right on the...
Couldn't you just have to go in the city of Dallas somewhere? Because that's where the story originated.
But that's not something you said in the initial terms. All of this is not something you said in the initial terms.
I agree
terms.
With Mr. Fleming there.
We can agree on the wild, meaning it can be someone's land as someone would deer hunt on their land. But there's a way difference in getting their permission to hunt on their land versus having them hold your hand and take you on a guided tour and handing you the fishing pole at the last second.
I agree with Mr. Sturm there.
Judge, you're out of order, Junes.
Judge, it is time for a ruling.
I'm prepared to make a ruling.
Wow.
Does anybody have any more evidence they would like to introduce into the case?
I'd just like to say that we have fully proved, Your Honor, that if he traps that boar, then they've lost that war.
Gosh, this guy's good.
Thank you, Mr. Lawhawk.
This is not fair.
Is that your closing argument?
That's our closing argument.
Mr. Stern, Mr. McDowell, do you have a closing argument?
I've just always been a real big fan of your work. And enjoy your show.
Hey, man, I appreciate that.
I kind of have to second that. I wanted to come up with a closing argument, but I'm just so starstruck right now. Whatever you say is great.
Of all the ticket hosts, you keep yourself in unbelievable shape. How do you do it?
Well, I don't want to get into that right now, but thank you for noticing.
Kiss it. I'm offended by this conflict of interest.
I love when you do lists.
Kiss it.
Like you rank things.
All right, I am ready to rule. If all parties have completed their testimony, have submitted all evidence... The most compelling bit of evidence in this case that I've heard is the audio that has been played and the lines uttered by TC. I can catch a hog, period. Trap it, period. That was his claim. And we have actual evidence of that claim. Bob and Dan, quote, $1,000 from each of us if you trap one and bring it in alive. That's what I'm working with. You both have made compelling arguments concerning the nuances of the case. In my opinion, and it is also the opinion of this court, Thomas Charles T.C. Fleming will be given the opportunity to trap a hog and bring it up to the ticket mothership alive. The conditions of this are T.C. must trap the hog on his own. He can receive no outside help other than the delivery of said hog trap to T.C.'s home or work address. Mr. Fleming, you'll have to take it from there. In your own vehicle or one that you rent or borrow, but you have to take the trap from your home address or here, and you have to load it into the truck, and you have to drive to an area to trap the hog in accordance with Texas Department of Wildlife Management guidelines. So you can't just trap one somewhere illegally. It's got to be in accordance with the law that this court respects.
Of course, Your Honor.
Thank you. So you will have to also set the trap, build the trap if necessary, set the trap, catch the hog, and then load the hog into said vehicle, transport it to Victory Park by yourself with no outside help. Regarding the delivery of said hog to Victory Park, TC must transport the hog to at least curbside at 3090 Olive. You don't have to bring it up into the studio because I don't think that's legal.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You just have to bring it curbside at least, and you guys could do the show from the hovel downstairs, and you'd be able to see it with the wireless and whatnot. And you also need to, when you transport it into the Victory Park area, be in accordance with Texas Department of Wildlife Management guidelines and whatever PETA thinks is humane, a humane way of transporting the hog. In other words, don't just put that beast on a leash and walk him up here.
Of course, sir.
In order to ensure that TC follows the guidelines set forth by this highly respected court, I will appoint a neutral third party to observe and record TC's every move during this process. The neutral third party must have obtained ticket tier 4 status or better to be eligible. I am giving TC until next Friday, March 17th, by 2:30 p.m. to present a live hog to Bob and or Dan. That gives you 1 week, sir. In the event that TC presents said hog to Bob and Dan, the court rules that Bob and Dan will each pay TC $1,000 for the effort. The evidence shows that it was Bob and Dan that brought up payment for the hog, and so I rule that you will owe $1,000 each to Mr. Fleming.
Yes, Your Honor.
This court has ruled, and this ruling is final, unless you guys can make an argument for any reason I need to change it. If any terms of this ruling are violated, said violating parties will be held in contempt of court and will be required to make a donation to Hope Supply Company, my charity of choice, benefiting the area homeless children. Don't forget my golf tournament coming up April 17th. Court is adjourned.
Your Honor. Thank you, Judge.
Wow.
The only thing I would worry about is, are those time constraints okay with you or no?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, why didn't you bring up something? He just said if there's anything you want to bring up.
Yeah, but he hadn't finished talking. You're the one that kind of cut in.
All right, I will reopen court. Is the time frame a problem?
I just knew already he had issues with the next couple of weeks or something like that.
What reasonable time frame would work for you?
I'd be happy to give him 3 weeks or whatever he asked for here, actually.
I agree.
Couple months.
Whoa.
2 months.
Whoa.
I'd like to do it a week from now.
Hold on. Let me ask
about
Mr.
One
Fleming,
month.
Why can't you do it in, let's say, the next 2 weeks?
Because this weekend, my folks are buying a boat. I'd like to tear up the lake if it's okay with y'all. And next weekend, it's my young nephew.
I've been on a boat at
second
night.
Birthday party.
Mr. Fleming, my original ruling was 1 week. I will give you 2 weeks to do this. If you really want that money, then you can take a few hours away from your parents' boat or a few hours away from your nephew's birthday party. I will not give you 2 months. You have 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, 2:30 p.m.
Can we get three? We were talking about
2 weeks.
Three.
I'd accept three. But
if he had a better excuse than a nephew's birthday,
the two-year-old birthday party, you should have lied about that. Hold on, that's a badass nephew wanting to tear up the lake on a boat.
It's not even the first birthday.
Yeah, I just
No, you have 2 weeks. That is, it's almost offensive to the court that you would ask for more time because of those reasons. If you had jury duty, or you were
you had a surgery,
I would do it last week, and they told me to delay it.
Here.
Yeah, I'd like to go water skiing.
Lawhawk,
you have 2 weeks.
He knows he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
This is why generally you want your lawyer to speak for you. Just for future reference. Can we give him 3 weeks so he can go tear up the lake, have his nephew birthday party, and additionally also have an opportunity to really get hurt by this boar,
Judge, if it pleases the court, 3 weeks from today would be the final day of the month of March. I'm not necessarily arguing against myself here, but the symmetry of the remainder of the month of March would be okay with the defense, or are we the prosecution?
I find it utterly ridiculous that he needs longer than 2 weeks, but if Bob and Dan insist that 3 weeks is fine with them, I will allow 3 weeks.
Boy, the going out with parents on their boat.
He's so fair.
You'll never have another chance to do that, will you?
All you
and
guys,
you have to go Saturday and Sunday?
All you guys had to do...
Why can't you go?
All you had to do was object to his ridiculous reasons, I would have ruled harshly, if the opposing party is okay with it, then I have no other choice.
I'm blinded by the Lawhawk.
Harsh but fair, yes.
All right,
we want our
3 weeks
with the
from today, 3 weeks from today, 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon, he must present the hog by.
Thank you, Your Honor.
It's a blessing to have been in your presence, Your Honor.
Thank you, bailiff.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Lawhawk. Court is adjourned.
Happy to be here. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Lawhawk.